Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take an Amen style breakbeat and turn it into something that feels alive across a full drum and bass arrangement, while still staying DJ friendly. That means clean intro and outro sections, clear phrase changes, and enough control that the track still mixes well in a club set. This is one of those skills that sits right between drum editing, arrangement, and mastering mindset. Because in drum and bass, a loop that sounds great for 8 bars is not enough. The break has to evolve. It has to open up in the intro, lock into the drop, make room for the bass, and still leave space for a DJ to blend in the next tune. The Amen is iconic because it already has movement baked into it. It's full of ghost notes, syncopation, and natural swing. But if you just loop it unchanged, it can start to feel static, or it can fight with a modern bass line. So the goal here is to build a system that gives you motion and identity without wrecking the dance floor function of the tune. We're going to use Ableton Live 12 stock tools to slice the break, reshape it, automate tonal and stereo changes, build a 16, 32, 64 bar structure, and prepare the drums in a way that's ready for mastering. First, let's set the frame. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM, which is the classic drum and bass range. If you have a reference track, bring it in now and use it as a guide for energy and phrasing. Then build your arrangement around standard DNB structure, a 16-bar intro, a 32-bar drop, a 16-bar breakdown or switch, another 32-bar drop, and a 16-bar outro. That structure matters. DJ-friendly music needs phrase clarity. If the break changes randomly every bar, it becomes hard to mix. If it's too static, it feels unfinished. So think in blocks. Think in 16s and 32s. That gives the music a club-ready logic. In your live set, create one audio track for the Amen break, one MIDI track for your sub, one MIDI track for your res or bass movement, and a drum bus group for the break and any layers. If you want to add delay or reverb later, set up a return track too. Now let's get the Amen into a playable format. Drag the break into simpler, or better yet, right-click and choose slice to new MIDI track. For this lesson, slicing to MIDI gives you the most flexibility. You can chop the break into individual hits, rearrange it, and create custom phrases instead of just looping the sample. When live asks how you want to slice it, use transient if the break is already clean, or 1/16 notes if you want a more grid-based slice map. Then it'll drop the slices into a drum rack, ready to play for MIDI. A useful workflow here is to duplicate the original sliced clip and make 3 versions. One version is your main groove, one is your variation or fill version, and one is your intro and outro filtered version. That way you're not forcing one clip to do every job in the arrangement. Inside the drum rack or simpler, keep an eye on the details. Use Beats Warp mode for short slices. If a hit needs a tiny fade to avoid clicks, adjust a few milliseconds of fade. Keep ghost notes in a lower velocity range, maybe around 20 to 60, and let your main hits land around 90 to 127. That contrast is part of what makes the Amen feel human. Now we build the groove, but not just as a loop. We want a phrase-aware pattern. Start with a 2-bar or 4-bar pattern that respects the bass and the phrasing of the track. Don't overload it immediately. The Amen needs breathing room so the bassline can actually speak. A good starting point is a strong kick and snare anchor, a few ghosted snare or hat fragments, one or two signature Amen pickups, and then a small variation at the end of every 4 bars. Keep the main snare hit stable. Nudge selected ghost notes slightly ahead or behind the grid. That little timing push-pull is a huge part of the jungle feel. You can use the groove pool if you want a subtle swing from another break-based groove. Keep the amount light, somewhere around 10 to 30%, and don't over-quantize everything. If every hit is hard-locked to the grid, you'll lose the life. If nothing is controlled, it turns sloppy. The sweet spot is somewhere in between. Next, let's shape the break so it sounds like part of a finished track, not just a raw sample. Group the break and put a simple processing chain on the bus. A solid stock setup would be a Q8, then drum bus, then saturator, then glue compressor, and optionally utility, for width control. Use EQ8 to clean up subrumble. A high pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz usually makes sense. If the snare gets harsh, gently dip the 3 to 6 Khz range. Then use drum bus with a moderate drive setting. A little crunch can make the break feel denser and more aggressive. Saturator with soft clip on is great for adding controlled weight. And glue compressor should be used gently, maybe 2 to 1 ratio, a medium attack, auto or moderately fast release, and only a couple dB of gain reduction. The idea is to keep the break punchy, not flattened. In drum and bass, the drums need transient definition and consistent density, but they still need room for the bass to live. Now comes the core move, modulation. If you want the amen to evolve across the arrangement, automate it. Not just volume, but tone, stereo width, drive, compression amount, and reverb send. A great place to start is auto filter on the break group. In the intro, keep it darker, maybe low pass down around 250 to 800 Hz. As you approach the drop, open it up to 2 to 6 kHz or more. In the drop, let it open fully, or keep a subtle filter in place if your bass is already very bright. In the breakdown, automate the cutoff rhythmically to build tension. This is where the arrangement starts to feel alive. You can think of the track in energy lanes. Some bars are for impact, some bars are for movement, some bars are for breathing room. You don't need the break to do everything at once. So for example, bars 1 to 8 can be filtered, narrow and restrained. Bars 9 to 16 can open up more, with stronger ghost notes and a little extra saturation. Bars 17 to 24 can introduce a fill every 4 bars. Bars 25 to 32 can be the full intensity version. Then you pull back for the next section. That kind of movement works really well against a dark reese or held bassline. If the bass is hanging on long notes, let the drums become busier in the gaps. If the bass line is moving quickly, simplify the break a little so the whole thing doesn't turn to mod. That call and response is a huge part of modern rollers and darker jungle inflected DDNB. If you want to go a level deeper, resample the processed break. Arm a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record 4 to 8 bars of your processed amen. Then drag that audio into a new track. Now you've printed the tone and dynamics of your processing, and you can cut it like new material. This is a really powerful intermediate move. Once the break is resampled, you can reverse individual hits, stretch a fill slightly for tension, place clean fades on the edges, and correct timing with warp markers if needed. You can also build a special one-bar fill at the end of every 8 bars, and only use it in the second drop. That gives the arrangement a sense of development, without making the first drop too busy. Now let's talk about the low end, because in drum and bass, the break and the bass have to coexist properly. Keep the sub mono. Use utility on the bass to center it. Let the reese or mid bass get wider above roughly 150 to 200 Hz, but keep the sub itself clean and focused. If the break and bass are fighting, don't just turn things down blindly. Trim the low mids, shorten sustain where needed, and shape the release of the bass so it leaves room for the snare and kick. In DNB, a lot of heaviness comes from contrast, not chaos. Also, always check the break in context. Solo can lie to you. A break that sounds huge on its own may disappear once the bass and atmosphere come in. So listen in the full arrangement, and check at low volume too. If the amen still reads clearly when things are quiet, your transient balance is probably solid. Now let's make the track DJ friendly. Your intro should be mixable. That means filtered amen fragments, no sub for the first 8 to 16 bars, and a more sparse drum pattern. Use hats, rim hits, ghost snare bits, and atmosphere. Bring the bass in gradually, maybe low passed or muted before the full drop lands. Your outro should reverse that process. Strip away the big fills. Leave a simpler break pattern with reduced top end. Give the DJ 8 to 16 bars of clean rhythmic material to mix out of. The end of the record should feel elegant, not just like it suddenly ran out of ideas. A strong DNB track isn't only about the peak. It's about how cleanly it hands off to the next tune. Here are a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overquantize the amen. Too much grid correction kills the jungle feel. Keep some human timing. Second, don't let the break and bass live in the same frequency space all the time. If the low mids are crowded, simplify the arrangement or cut a little more carefully. Third, don't make every 4 bars a huge fill. Treat fills like punctuation. If a fill can be removed and the section still works, it might be too busy. Fourth, don't overcompress the life out of the break. If the transients disappear, back off the bus compression. And fifth, don't ignore the DJ phrasing. The track needs to make sense in 16-bar and 32-bar blocks. A few pro tips if you want the amen to hit harder and feel more modern. Use saturation on the break bus, but keep it controlled. Soft clip on saturator can make the break feel denser without flattening the punch. Automate tone before you automate volume. A brighter snare or more open hat often feels like more energy than simply turning the whole thing up. Use pitch shift sparingly on a fill slice if you want a dark or Nero-style accent. Just a few semitones can make a hit feel special. And if you want a really finished character, print the break through one processing pass, then recut it and process it again for the next section. That's a strong way to create contrast between A and B sections. Here's a quick practice exercise you can do right away. Build one 16-bar section. Slice an MN to MIDI. Program a 2-bar groove with one variation. Duplicate it across 16 bars. Automate auto-filter so the first 8 bars are darker and the last 8 bars open up. Add one resampled fill at bar 8 or bar 16. Put drum bus and saturator on the break group. Add a simple sub-pattern underneath. Then listen once in solo and once in the full arrangement. Your goal is to make the break feel like it develops over time, while still being easy to mix. So to recap, slice the amen into MIDI so you can shape it like an instrument. Build around 16 and 32-bar phrasing for DJ-friendly structure. Use light groove, automation, and resampling to create evolution. Process the drum bus with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and gentle compression. Keep the bass disciplined, with a mono sub and clear space for the break. And save the biggest fills and tonal changes for phrase endings and transitions.